Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and good morning. This is Minister Sheila Kaiser. I just want to thank God for this day, for blessing us with life and a life to choose, and that I choose to live for our Father God and the Son Christ, Son of Jesus. I just want to say thank you. And thank you, and thank you, God, for waking us up this morning. Apostle is not available this morning, but I'm praying that the Lord is blessing her on today as she sees into what she is doing. I just want to apologize for today because maybe I'm sounding a little bit, but I'm a little... I'm okay. God woke me up. So no matter what the little ailment going through me, I know God's going to heal me and take me through it. And I just want to say, I want to thank him and thank him and thank him. I want to thank the Lord for Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margaret McCoy, Evangelist and Missionary Tony Montgomery and Linda Handy, Dr. Serena Wright, and to all that I have mentioned and mentioned, but I will mention them again, Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Michael McCoy, Evangelist and Missionary Tony Montgomery, Linda Handy, Dr. Serena Wright, and to all the teachers, to brothers and sisters, and the men and women of God that God has put on this earth to lead us to follow him in the right footsteps and the steps that he has for us for a better and brighter life. I don't know if the apostle opened the lines, but if anyone is on the line, could you maybe say something if I see if she opened the line, so therefore I won't miss asking or talking or hearing the words or testimonies that you have to say. Could anyone say anything so I can know if the lines are open? Okay. I just want to thank the Lord for he can take you through many things, illness, financial, family-wise, within yourself, through your family. I just want to thank him for my sisters and my brothers, my cousins, my grandkids, my sons, daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, nieces, nephews. Excuse me if I'm stumbling for words, but I'm trying to get onto the program that I didn't have really nothing prepared for. But yet, I'm always prepared to praising and thanking and praying to our Father God and the Son for keeping us on this earth and to help us go through our trials and tribulations is upon us every day, no matter what the devil is tempting you through. Sometimes you have to sit back and pray and ask God to help you through it or what might be coming to you. Say, God, is this for me? Is this from you? Have you sent this for me? You know, direct me through my days, in and out, through my nights. Just take me through this, Lord, for your way. Lead me the right way. Show me the right way to go to let me know that this is your way that you have for me and to lead us through. Because no matter what, the devil will come in all disguises. He'll send you a false prophet. hear and say words that you will think is so similar to our Father and the Son that it is just a way to try to trap you, to conceive you and mislead you, and to take you down the wrong way, no matter what we're going through, to try to please and pray God. It's aggravating the devil. It's upsetting the devil. It's no matter what we do to provide ourselves for the Lord, the devil will send someone or something, even within your family, even within yourself. He'll bring up the past of things you might have did, you might have done, you might have been around people, whatever, to break your faith, your life, your love, and your way to follow the Father. The devil has so many tricks up his sleeve. But yet we know we can pray and praise and ask the Lord, and he can knock them down just as much as they come to us. He can stop them before they attack us. But yet the devil will try to find every little crack hole, any little means or ways or possible to try to break your faith and your spirit and your love for the Father. The Father, the God that has given us life, that has woken us up this morning, that's taken us through the night that so many did not make. And I just thank God for blessing us on our travel, on our flight. As yet so much of these planes, trains, buses, or even in your personal cars can start off with you in it on the bright one and could end on an ugly ending. But I thank the Lord for bringing us over the air in the planes, all of us, Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, my two grandsons, Carvon and Hector, my nephew. I call him Cricket, but Stanley Jr. And a close friend of our family is Dinah. And I just thank the Lord they brought us here and taken us here and through over here into an unfamiliar part of the world that I have never been in. We're over here in San Juan, Puerto Rico. But I thank the Lord for bringing us here and not running into no disadvantages, no one to harm us, that all we have met have been nice, pleasant, good people that have helped us when things seem to not be going right. They have at least led us to the right one that gave us the needed information to lead us into the right direction. So Lord, I thank you, because without you, we would not have made airplanes. So much go up that falls down, that don't come down as it's supposed to. But Lord, I thank you for taking us from our place of life, where we live, and bringing us over to here in a nice flight, safety, and landing, and to get to see another part of the world that you have blessed for us to see, other people, other ways of life, the cultures, the difference that you might not have been around. It's the other way people live, the things that they have been through, that they are building back up from the bad storms that have devastated them, but yet through their will and the goodness and the blessings of the Lord and of God our Father, how he can help pick you up no matter what you're going through, no matter what storm that heads to you. God can save you and bring you through it and show you how to recover and to build stuff back up from where you think there was no way of coming back. God can work many blessings. You just have to keep your faith and your prayers and your life, your state of mind, and the Father above. But God, I thank you for all that you have did. And you have shown me how people can recover from no matter what was thrown at them. But yet and still, it's a lesson for them to learn that through all you have lived through, that have came your way, without the faith and the love of God, you were is wasn't for you. No matter what was thrown at you, it wasn't for you. And God put you through it and given you ways of life. And just keep your trust and your faith and your hope and your prayers to him, and he will pick you up off your feet. He will bring you back to where you were, but he'll pass that. He'll bring you to a better life, better than the way you was, better than what you had. No matter what it is, you can lose, but as long as God has you and you have your life, that is the main important thing that we need to understand. We're going to lose material stuff, but God can bring you back and show you what you had. It's to, don't mean nothing. I stand up to nothing to what you have now through his blessing, through his love, and through him as your father. We all just must realize for what we have, some wish they had it. So we need to think, no matter what we have, don't think we are so great or we are so much better. We are so much more than the next, because we might have a new pair of shoes and they still wearing in a old pair of shoes. But you must remember, you still had an old pair. You probably still have them in your house. But before you had them new shoes, you was blessed with that new shoe, that new outfit, that new car, or that house. Remember where you came from. Remember how the Lord has brought you up. Never think you are more, because you might have $10 and somebody might have a dollar. That dollar can mean more to them than your $10, because it's the thing they know they've been blessed, where they didn't have it a minute before. You need to understand, no matter what you have, thank God for the blessing and the love that he has put on you, because you're never too much or so much more than the next person. We are all equal with God. And that's the thing that this world needs to understand. We are all equals among each other. No matter what you have, we are all equal. If you can take what you have and misuse it the wrong way, and the Lord will show you, you're not greater than the next person. Because as it say in the Bible, it can take from you and give to the one that you misused, you mistreated, that you just treated like there was nothing. But you must remember, you came from beneath and now you're above. So treasure and bless and praise and thank the Lord that you have what you have, and that he have blessed you with what you have, and he have brought you from where you were, and to help that the others that you can, to help them, to let them know that God is for us all, but we have to be for God the Father and Son also. We cannot just want him to do and do and do, but yet you cannot do for him. You cannot praise him. You cannot pray for him. You cannot live for him. For God to bless you with all the blessings, you must pray and serve and ask him to lead you the right way. Ask him if I should go right or left. Because as I hear daily from people, through your ways of life that you live, and the way you live it, you can pass up many blessings, many advantages to increase what you have. Most of all, your life. So we are here in this world of misunderstanding because of the way of life they choose to live. And it's, say, it's misunderstanding. Some is through your raising, your household, the way you was brought up. But they was blinded and misled or just choose to do as they think they want to do. They want to live. They want to do this. But yet we all need to understand we need to live for God, for a better life, a beautiful life. The devil will bring you into a beauty, glamorous, gorgeous environment to trap you, only to lead you to damnation. That's all he wants, is to try to beat God out, but he can't win. We might all suffer for a minute, but if we put our trust and our life into God, he will show you that the ugliness that was brought on to you, that you chose to live and to have about you, you put your trust in all of that in God, he can show you the beauty of your life from morning to night, during the night to the next day. But we all need to realize, we thank God for as of now. And none of us promise the next minute, talking about the next day. We all need to say, Lord, I thank you for now, because if it wasn't for you, I would not be now. But yet we have heard many say, I just seen him or her yesterday or a couple of hours ago, but now here they are gone. So treasure and praise and thank the Lord for every minute that you have. Because as we live for God, the devil is trying to take us away. So ask God each morning once you wake up and say, Lord, thank you. What is on my menu that you have for me? Where do you want me to start? How do you want me to start? Which way do you want me to go? Because God, I need you in this world, because it's so ugly. The demons, the devils, the people, it's just so misled, so confused. I say no, not confused. It's just don't know or choose to live what they figure is the right way. Some know it's the wrong way, but they still choose that way. You know, people that just do things, hurt people, misuse people just because they can. But yeah, God, we need you to bless us and lead us into the right way so that we can stay with your people, the right people, God's people. And yet maybe you step to the side and try to see the ones that's confused, misleading, to try to help and convince them the right way to go. We all need help, Lord. So I say I thank you for the world you built for us. And I thank you for the life you have given me and all around me, all that I know and I don't know, my family, people I work with, just people all around, within me, my neighborhood, even within my family, Lord, I thank you. Because, yeah, we all heard of families that are so wrong toward each other in one way or another. Think they are so much better than the other brother or sister. But we all need to understand, just because you might have, you must remember you didn't have it. God blessed you to have it. So don't misuse the ones that don't have what you have, because we are all going to live in praise for God that I pray about each day that I see people. I say, Lord, please bless that man or that woman, you know, help them to understand that what they are doing and how they are doing it, it's not the way for you. Lord, touch that mind, their heart, their soul, and to let them know they need to live and to understand and to ask you to bless them and to lead them. You know, we all need help, Lord, and I thank you. I even need help with some things. I be, oh God, please forgive me. Because I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have did it that way. But yeah, God, I need your help. I need your help. Because I know in any way, the devil is out here trying to push our buttons within our family, within our coworkers, even within ourselves. It'd be like, oh God, help me. I shouldn't have did that. I should have went another way with it. But God, we need your help because the devil is attacking us. But I know you can help us and you can block all the ugliness. Government, this law enforcement, and with all that we have, Lord, we need your help. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, oh God. I thank you to keep us through day in and day out. And to make us to all understand that we are your sons and daughters, and to help us within our families, and to help us with our sons, our daughters, our nieces, our nephews, our bloodline family, and also our spiritual family. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I just want to say, just apologize, because I know the apostle, but I have so many mighty words, so much more encouragement, so much more to say. But I'm saying what's coming from me. And Lord, I just want to say I thank you. And to help me to increase my knowledge and my spiritual and my information that I can share. Lord, I need you to teach us and to teach me more on how to talk and to serve and to worship you, not only amongst myself, but with other people. But yet, I need the help. I need how to be able to speak a sermon, teach a word, the words that you have put in front of me. Yet I read my Bible every morning and every night, but yet I know that's still not enough. I thank and praise and worship your name day in and day out, but Lord, I know that still is not enough for your love, your mercy, and the ways you have given me and the ways you have brought us from. Because I know we all have things in our life. And I say, God, we all say, God, thank you for bringing me from there, from taking me from that area, from taking me from whatever I call ugliness I was doing to hurt myself and others. But Lord, I thank you because we all need your help every day. It just might be something that we think about it, that we should have or we could have. Lord, help us. We should have did it a better way, another way that to praise and to thank and to get your approval. Because we all want us to hear God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ all say to us, well done, faithful servant, well done. And we pray and I pray for all of us to be able to hear that word, those words, the mighty, powerful words from the Father and the Son. Because that's the approval we all need in this world. That's the proven words that we all need to hear and worship and live up to the Father and Son, saying those special, encouraging, powerful words to us. And I just want to thank you and thank you for tuning in to this program, all that is here, and apologize for you not being able to speak. But yet, you can speak because God can hear you. God knows all you want to say, all your trials and tribulations, all your blessing, all your thankful, all your love and your kindness that you have. God can hear and see us all. There's no dark spots for us from him. And so many people believe was dead in the dark, no one would never know. But the main one we need to understand knows everything we do in the light and the dark. God, our Father, has. You can't never say he hasn't seen it. He has seen and heard and know everything we do. So, God, I thank you and I ask you to bless us all and to help us correct ourselves. Show us how to correct ourselves, how to put ourselves in the footsteps that you want us to be. Help us direct us and lead us into the right way. And again, I just want to thank all for listening. I want to thank all for that is here today that God has blessed and given us life. I just want to say if you can tune in each and every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Let's Talk with Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. And on Monday nights, which is a blog talk and also Facebook, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Brian Sharpener Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, oh my goodness, I am so off the record right now. Just bear with me. Come on. I can bring this up. It's Monday night. This is the third Monday night. Okay. Which the speaker would be Minister Margot McCoy. Powerful woman, the spirit of God and the life that love and God have loved into and leading her into the way that is all right. And we thank her for these third Monday nights on Iron Sharpener Iron. And on Friday night, which is the third Friday night, starts at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and Prophet Antoine Thomas. They split the nights, and if I got anything wrong, I'll apologize, and please excuse me and sorry if any mistakes. But there are Friday nights, also blog talk and Facebook. And I just want to say, Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you all to pray for us and bless us with a prayer that God, the Father and the Son, and to all bless us on our flight back home. Take us all home. We are all leaving Puerto Rico, San Juan, Puerto Rico. But I ask you all to pray that, Lord, bless us all to take us all back home to our different destinations safely and to peaceful life that God has planned for us and to show us how to make it even better as he sees fit and to lead us and to bless our families as they are at home to live and to understand that God works in mysterious ways. But yet he blesses you every day. And he wakes you up and he gives you life. I ask you to choose his way of life, which is the better way of life. And to remember our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. And I just want to say thank you. And if I needed any corrections, I'm sorry I could not get them. If I made any mistakes, please excuse me. But I just want to thank God for yet. I was asked to do this program this morning, and I said I would. And I just pray that all that was listening understood or appreciated me on this service this morning. But believe me, we all need some help. Like, I'm not used to doing this. I don't talk much, but I said I was going to say something. And I just appreciate God for letting me know. I might not have scripture to scripture. I might not have the knowledge of being a speaker, but yet I do love the Lord and love the program and love the life that he has given us all, that I will say something and bless and ask him to bless me through all the conversation and to bless the ones that's listening, because I know we all need the Lord to love and to bless and to keep us. I just want to say thank you. I'm sorry for ending the program early, but I know you all understand. And God, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Goodbye. Have a nice one, and amen.